And we are live.
Welcome back to the Nathan and Steven podcast Time Times. We're talking about movies and things and shows and things. Oh, we got Cameron back, episode seven.
Eight.
So, you know, today we're going to be talking about the MCU Phase 4 because, we haven't talked about it yet that much, like in detail on podcasts, on the
channel. Pretty much talked about WandaVision, that's it.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the slate. So, I mean, I'm looking up the slate now because I got to make sure I got it all in the right order. But first, I mean, we got WandaVision right now. Okay, well, Cameron, how do you feel about WandaVision since we're already in it?
It is, WandaVision is a very interesting show. So far, I know it's trying to lead to something, but as far as entertaining your viewers go, so far it's not that interesting. Setting up for a plot, though, it seems like it's going to be pretty good, but it's okay, I guess. I think it's fine. But it could be better. Definitely has its flaws.
Yeah, but we haven't seen it all yet, so it's very hard to...
Oh, no, yeah, fine.
Yeah. All right, well, so yeah, WandaVision. We talked about that in our other series, so Steven, that probably won't. But the next show, Falcon Winter Soldier, is coming out in March?
March.
Wow, it got so dim. Wait. Anyway, Falcon Winter Soldier. Steve, you go first.
I mean, I'm excited for it, but it's... I don't think it'll be the best MCU content we'll receive this year.
Yeah.
I mean, I think WandaVision will probably end up being better than it in the end. Because I feel, I mean, unless they like this show is a lot better than expected. But I just feel like this is just going to be like a typical action show. So, I mean, I'm not expecting that much of it.
It feels... For lack of a better word, it feels like safe, you know, because like WandaVision's such a big risk because it's a weird sitcom and they're trying multiverse and magic and stuff. And Winter Soldier, not Falcon Winter Soldier, is literally just like another Captain America thing, but in a show, it seems like a spy thriller. Two characters people already kind of like, Zemo, who we're familiar with. It just seems like a safe bet, you know, like a sure thing.
Yeah.
And not taking any risk.
I really don't think Zemo's a great villain. He's not very interesting. Like, he doesn't really have anything. Like, I don't know if he's even that powerful.
He was fine in Civil War. He served the plot well, and I personally don't think they needed him or they should only stuck with him. We talked about him the other one, but if they use him right, I think he can do well in this show. The only thing that's interesting is he tried to kill himself at the end of Civil War.
Yeah.
Because he felt like his job had been done. So I feel like once he gets out of prison now, I don't know. I feel like he would probably try to do that again, but he's clearly the villain. So I guess he had a change of heart. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll be, I mean, yeah. It'll just be what everyone's expecting, I feel like, so.
Yeah. And that's another show they're doing with the weekly releases. And this one, that's not as much a mystery, so I feel like that one will be more acceptable as weekly releases.
Yeah.
Like, when Mandalorian Season 2 was coming out, we watched them weekly. It was frustrating because we wanted it all at once, but it wasn't a mystery like WandaVision, and it wasn't, like, angering that we didn't get them all at once.
So, yeah.
I feel like Falcon Winter Soldier being, I'm pretty sure that one's shorter. I think it's, like, 6 episodes, maybe 8. WandaVision's not, so.
But I think the episodes are longer, I want to say.
Yeah. And then, okay, so this is assuming there aren't any delays, and it's already been rumored that there might be. Black Widow is next, coming out May 7th. How do we feel about that? So we were hyped for this before. So have your feelings changed on it, I guess, is what I'm saying.
No, I feel like this movie is going to be a lot more than just a Black Widow prequel. I think it's going to tie into the MCU a lot more than... I mean, I guess a lot of people feel this way, but, like, more than what you would think. And, I mean, I'm still excited to see how it's supposed to kick off Phase 4. Or, I mean, it was. It wasn't really supposed to. I'm just...
I feel like that would have been a great movie to kick... Like, it looked like a really good movie based on the trailer.
Yeah.
It'll still be the first movie to do it.
Yeah. And even if it's, like, not... like, it doesn't have as many things as everyone was expecting. Like, it still looks like a solid movie if it's just a Black Widow prequel. So, I don't think that movie's, like, anything can go wrong unless they keep staying delayed, but...
Yeah, I mean, at first, I mean, I still am a little, just the idea that she just died in the Endgame, then immediately after she's getting... I get it's a prequel, but it's just a little weird to bring her back right away. I still have mixed feelings about that. It doesn't matter because we haven't heard that much about the character anyway, but... I got to accept it. She's coming back. And I like that time period between Civil War and Infinity War. We pretty much know nothing about her in between then and that, except for she's still with Cap and like Falcon and stuff. She shows up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And I think Taskmaster looks like a really interesting villain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just sounds like something we haven't seen before. And they're definitely going the spy thriller route because, like, she doesn't have powers. She is, like, a spy who just kicks and punches and stuff. So
yeah.
They will play it like an action movie, not like a Marvel movie.
I am pretty
Yeah, that's true.
I'm hyped for that movie.
Yeah.
First movie we'll get in, like, a year.
Also, Hopper's in it. David Harbour.
That's true.
We're going to be in the MCU. I hope that they don't just kill everyone because they didn't appear in Endgame. Like, I hope these people, these existing characters, still carry into Phase 4. Because I'm pretty sure Black Widow's, like, younger sister is going to probably take the mantle.
I think she will be, but I don't think the rest of the family will be.
Yeah.
I feel like that guy's, or Hopper, or David Harbour is going to sacrifice himself at the end.
Yeah. I forget the theory that was, I mean, it's going around because it's been so long.
I know.
There was something. It was something with him.
Like, it's not like people aren't excited for it anymore, but once the trailers are coming out and all the news, like, it was so much more frequent that we'd get to hear about, like,
yeah.
Black Widow.
When is the next movie? Like, when is it?
May 7th. Jeez. So supposedly. People think it's going to get delayed again. Because the idea with all these movies that are coming out, like, at least for 2021, is they're releasing it in theaters and on streaming services. Mm. Same time, and if theaters aren't going to be open anyway, so next would be Loki. I have mixed feelings on this show. I know people that are really. Oh, let's hear you guys first before I just like give my negative thoughts.
I mean, other than what you're going to rant about,
yeah,
which is bringing back Loki after having such a sudden death and like pretty meaningful death. It looks good. I mean, like if you can look past the fact that he's dead. It looks like a good show, and I'm excited for, like, what it's going to bring and how it's going to, like, tackle the problem of, like, the multiverse. Like, I know Doctor Strange will cover it also, but, I mean, they have to touch base on it a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be – it doesn't look good. I didn't really get interested in the trailer. I don't know. I just feel like when I heard a Loki show was coming out, I was super hype because of his character, and then when I saw the trailer, I was like – I know it's multiverse stuff. Introducing it, I just don't think it was didn't look great, but I hope it will be better than
I'm the exact opposite. When I heard a Loki show, I was like, why? Like, what are we doing here? And then when I saw the trailer, I was like, it looks good. Steve already brought this up. My problem, like, he's died twice. Like, I know it's from the Endgame reality and it's an alternate one, whatever. He's dead. And, like, if we keep doing this, like, Vision, I know Wanda's creating it, and then, you know, there's rumors Cap's gonna return. Whether it's a small cameo, like, Black Widow's getting her own movie, it just doesn't feel like final. And Thanos is supposed to come back in Eternals where it can. It's just like stuff like that. Like, I get it. We like seeing these characters, but something
off. Yeah.
And yeah, the show looks good. And like the organization or whatever that's dealing with it, I don't know. It all looks really cool. It's just.
Well, I mean, I feel like they could bring back like old characters if it was spaced out well. Yeah. But it's like all these characters just died. Yeah. Loki, Vision, Black Widow. Thanos, Cap. Cap's not dead, but he should be gone.
Dying.
His arc is done.
Is he old?
Yeah, but I think it's just going to be like a small scene probably, but still, he doesn't need to be there.
I don't need a funeral for Cap. I'm pretty done with him.
I know. Because it'll just feel like like the funeral for Peggy. Like, it'll feel like, okay.
It's just like, all right, well, it's here. It's establishing that they die.
Yeah, it's pretty much it. It's just exposition.
Yeah. And yeah, for Loki, I mean, they've already announced plans to renew it for season 2, even though it hasn't released yet. Whatever, man. I just feel like it's not going to have consequences, just because if it's part of the multiverse, unless it ties into Doctor Strange's stuff, which I almost don't like, because I want Loki to either stay dead or just stay in his own. I don't know. I have mixed feelings. I'm trying not to.
If they start bringing characters through in the multiverse and they stay permanently, then you got to question where they're going to stop.
Yeah, exactly. Because,
like, I know I'm okay with the Spider-Man, like Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire coming through, because I know they're going to leave. They're not going to stay in the MCU. Yeah, there's no way they're keeping them. So it'll just be like a fun, like, fan thing. And especially because, like, I don't care that much, because those characters, I haven't seen those characters on screen. I mean, I've rewatched the movies, but I'm saying, like,
yeah,
they haven't been in a recent movie for years. So, I mean, it's just going to be a not brief cameo, but just for that movie, and then they're gone. So.
Yeah, I don't know. But just wrapping my thoughts on Loki. I'm skeptical, but I'm trying not to be negative because it's not.
Yeah, fair. I haven't seen it,
so I can't speak on it yet. Okay. Slated next is Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Ten Rings.
Legend of the Asian?
I know close to nothing about this. So.
Well, isn't that the actor who said that Shang-Chi would beat Iron Man and Hulk in a fight or whatever?
I don't know. Did he?
That's... I feel like Danny sent that, yeah.
Apparently. Actually, also the ending of Doctor Strange leading into Doctor Strange 2, like that guy just turned for no reason. It's like, I don't know. Yes. I feel like, is he going to be the villain in Doctor Strange 2?
I have no idea.
We will get there.
It's kind of very sudden and random.
Yeah, I know. We'll talk about it when we talk about
Doctor Strange. Anyway, but for Shang-Chi, they announced that the real Mandarin's going to be the villain. I don't know if you guys knew that, but when they first announced it way back, they said, like, we're bringing the real Mandarin, and they cast him. So I think that's, like, a sorry to the fans because they got really mad about Iron Man 3.
But, like...
That movie's not good, though.
Yeah. I already talked about this. We don't need to go back over it.
Sorry. Hot garbage.
Oh, Shang-Chi. I have no idea.
The only thing about Shang-Chi, I just hope it's not like the Black Widow rehash, like coming off Black Widow, then we get another kung fu karate type of movie where it's only
hand. Yeah.
I feel like they might pull like Mystic, I don't know the comic, but I feel like there's definitely some elements of like almost Doctor Strange like stuff.
Yeah. Well, I might be kind of like Iron Fist. Like, I know you haven't seen it, but it's like he like still has powers along with his like karate or whatever. I don't know what martial arts it is, but it'll probably be something like that, which I'm okay with, like introducing a new character. I mean, they're going to need a lot more since they just got rid of like a six kind of.
Yeah.
Not really, but you know.
Even just looking at like this list, like as we go down, either the movies that aren't sequels or we don't have footage for like already or trailers, like it's going to be very hard to give our
ideas
on. Yeah, but I feel like it was like that for like the beginning of the MCU.
Yeah, for sure.
Other than comic book fans, like, no one knew who, like, Iron Man was.
Yeah, I know.
So, it's just, like, we just gotta wait and see.
Yeah, for sure.
How do you guys really announce the Captain Marvel whole trilogy?
Is it trilogy?
Shut up. Nope, he's joking, but I'm not
saying. Yeah, I was gonna...
The next three movies. Captain Marvel 2 this year, and then 2 years later, 3, and then there might be a 4.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. Next is It's later for the summer. A lot of these don't have dates. It says only 10 episodes, but I thought there was gonna be one for each movie, but that's probably not true.
What? I'm excited. It's probably not the most. I don't know. I don't know what show, like, other than, like, I guess what we're watching WandaVision now, but, like that looks like a really good, just like a good filler show. Not filler, but, like, something a fun show them. That just, like, messes around with the new concept. So.
The animation looks really cool, too.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just because, like, I'm a fan of Clone Wars and I haven't tried The Last Airbender. Like, those are both anime. I don't know if it's because I'm coming off those, but, like, it does look like a really interesting show. And that's different than Loki. Like, someone, not going to mention their name, told me, oh, why are you excited for What If it's multiverse, but you're not for Loki? Because, like, What If is supposed to be a no-consequence show. It's supposed to be an easy watch, like a cartoon for, like, all these characters, all these movies already seen.
Yeah.
Loki's...
If you can almost... Or, Cameron, you go.
Like, coming on Rebels, you think...
You're evil.
No, but, like, What If? Like, it's almost like it's not... It's probably not going to... I mean, it will be canon because there's a multiverse.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, it's not... It won't affect the MCU in any way.
Not like, Loki, it's not like setting up this Cameron, you look like a Sith.
I look like Green Arrow.
Okay, is that what you're going for here?
But, like, Loki will probably tie into the MCU, which is the reason that...
I know, that's why it's really, like, frustrating because he's...
But it, like... It's just different because What If it's, like, animated...
And it's not supposed to be a setup.
Yeah, like it's not, yeah.
I'm actually hyped for that show too.
It seems cool. It just seems like an easy watch. And that one will be good for weekly releases because it's like, it's not like I'm anticipating it like WandaVision. Yeah.
I like Rebels because it's like Rebels because it's like.
You gotta stop now.
Show where people get hyped for and like, honestly, like Rebels, their episodes are interesting. Like What If seems like it will be that type, you know?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I have dates for the movies, but for the shows, they're just like the general year or like what time of year. So I'll just go through the two shows that Miss Marvel is the first one coming out later 2021.
That does not look good.
At Why? First?
They released like a snippet, but I didn't see it when they announced all this stuff.
What is it supposed to be about?
Like, okay. At first, I thought Miss Marvel was like related to Captain Marvel, and I got mad. But I think I still don't know that much about it, but I know it's like about a teenager,
like a younger girl,
and she's like Pakistani or something like that.
But the little clip they released was, it was like her and her best friend. It seemed like a Disney Channel show. It was so weird. Like, I can't even explain what I saw. It was weird.
I feel like, I don't know. I honestly, I have no idea. But
yeah, I don't know. In the comics, I know.
Feel like Shazam. Maybe, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Captain Marvel is like her mentor in the comics, I'm pretty sure. But
okay, well, no.
They might not, like, they don't follow the comics exactly. So.
Well, Ms. Marvel, she was the one that was in the Avengers game, right?
Yeah, she was.
For some reason. I don't know why they put her.
The hero has a name, like her real. What do you think of Ms. Marvel, Cameron?
I don't have any thoughts. I think
she's like Elastigirl, or like she can like stretch. I don't know. I think that's her power.
Isn't that what the guy, not X-Men, but that type of universe, there's a stretchy guy?
Fantastic Four?
Fantastic Four.
Yeah, Mr. Fantastic does that.
But yeah. I don't know. Is she going to be good? I don't really have an idea until I get even a trailer.
Okay, next is Hawkeye. And we already know that's starring like the daughter who's taking up the mantle. Cameron, you look excited. What are your thoughts on Hawkeye?
Hawkeye is an awesome character. I think that's going to be great
movie. Is that because you're just watching Arrow?
No. I actually always like Hawkeye.
I am okay with this show because I know it's like he's supposed to be an original Avenger, but he got sidelined so hard.
Yeah.
The other shows. And like, you can just, I like the potential of his character and where it could go, especially coming from the events of Endgame and him going to Ronin. And his arc definitely isn't finished. So I feel like this show is justified.
Yeah. For sure. Like, Endgame was not the end of his journey.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I mean, I don't know. I mean, she's clearly going to be part of the new Avengers or whatever you want to call it, the daughter. Yeah. And I think I like Hawkeye as well, so it should be good. I don't know who the conflict of the villain or anything is, but yeah, I can't see that being bad.
I think Captain Marvel will be the leader of the Avengers.
No, she has other duties in space.
Oh, yeah. There's other people in the universe besides that. Okay. Next movie is Eternals.
I don't know.
They announced like a star cast. Like, there's a lot of people in this cast who are very famous. Like, Angelina Jolie's in it and some other people.
Aquafina.
So is it?
Oh, yeah, Aquafina, I think.
It's supposed to
be. I made that up.
She might be. I forgot. Like, they announced a ton of names.
It's supposed to be set in like the past, right? Like, the beginning.
Like, could be like thousands or millions of years
before. I think that's what it is. Like, that's probably why Thanos is there. That makes sense. And, I might be okay with Thanos because it might show like his backstory.
Yeah, I actually want to see backstory for him.
So like that would be cool. But
yeah, they're going like cosmic again, like they did with Guardians. I just hope it's not like a bunch of a ragtag team of people who crack jokes. So I don't just want them to rehash Guardians. I want it to feel different.
Yeah,
Captain Marvel felt different, but not in a good way. Just different.
They were trying to get that like old vibe. It didn't work. They just screwed up the whole movie.
I'm glad you like that. Okay, this is a good one. End of the year, December 17th, 2021, Spider-Man 3, which still does not have a title for some reason, but...
Should we call it garbage? Cause
yeah, it's like the one thing that hasn't gotten a trailer, I feel like. I guess Eternals and stuff hasn't either, right?
That's true. Eternals doesn't.
But yeah, I mean... We like for not having a trailer or anything, I feel like everyone knows a lot about this movie. Or actually, I don't know what's confirmed. Like, do you know what is actually confirmed and who's in the movie?
I think it was just Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, Electro, Doc Ock.
That's it.
The Raimi fans are gonna cry.
Rumored MJ and Gwen.
Is Daredevil confirmed or no?
Daredevil, yeah, he finished the shooting already.
Okay. Did they release the actor? Like, is it gonna be
Charlie Cox? Yeah.
Okay, good.
Wait, Daredevil's in that movie?
Yeah. So you know how the Spider-Man? Okay, so this is what I'm excited for. For it, it's like the good thing about bringing in a character like Daredevil. I don't know about the other two yet, but we'll talk about that in a second. Just like Daredevil, if he's gonna be like part of the MCU, I feel like it'll be a nice segue because people want season four of Daredevil. I've only finished season one, but still, people want season four to come in. It'd be a nice way to introduce him to be like part of the canon still and continue his series. So.
Is Daredevil like a darker show? Like, is it?
Yes.
It is, but it's not like it's his not. His
character
like,
is not.
He could fit in the MCU. Like his character could.
Well, his character could, but Daredevil, like with some slight modifications,
could. Some of the stories could. It's just they definitely like go for a darker show. It's not it's not super bloody gory for that like heck of it. It's definitely more mature Yeah. But he'll probably be Spider-Man's lawyer, right?
Spider-Man's I mean, that was like rumored, like I'm pretty sure like at long the end of Far From Home. Like everyone was like, oh, Daredevil's gonna save Spider-Man from like the city or something. And I was so excited when I heard that. And now
it's- and his identity's gone, remember?
Yeah. That's why people think that he's gonna be trying to help them. And there was like posters spotted at the set. Like there's like people who are Team Mysterio or Team Spider-Man, like people still believe Mysterio's like it's supposed to be split, I guess, like the city almost, which would be an interesting idea. I don't know. I if Daredevil's in it, I don't want him to be Daredevil. I want him to be Matt Murdock. Like yeah, I think that'd be better.
They 5 to 10 minutes of him being a hero.
Is it the same actor?
Yeah. Yeah,
Charlie Cox.
He's good.
Yes, but I don't know. It's gonna be a good movie, I feel like, but it's just gonna be tackling a lot, and I hope they do it right because. They're going to be introduced. I mean, the Daredevil cameo, I mean, it'll probably, yeah, it'll just be a cameo, probably.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for. It's just like a brief
I don't think they'd throw
introduction to the character into the MCU and just make him canon. And then.
That's going to be so cool to see them like interacting. That's going to be so weird. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, they're going to have to.
Toby, I'm sorry. I just think of Tobey Maguire and all the fans just crying at the theater.
Like, they're going to have to like relate. Back to Doctor Strange 2 and then bring in Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield and all the side characters. And then, I mean, it's rumored Sinister Six, especially with two villains already.
And then there's already on top of like Vulture and Mysterio, who's supposed to be a lot. It's, I don't know.
Deadpool's not supposed to be in that movie, right?
Deadpool?
Yeah.
I would hope not.
Because I know fans want it. And I
saw that. Though I don't know for Tobey and Andrew if I'd rather them be cameos. And have small roles or just have them like make them main character. Like if you're going to throw them in, I don't know if it's better to just have them be main characters.
I feel like they have to. I mean,
yeah, it's almost annoying to have them as a cameo.
I don't think, like, the whole point is going to be a team up.
How would they tie in? Like how is it even possible?
WandaVision maybe. Because WandaVision, like Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness doesn't come out till after Spider-Man, which means that like this is probably going to break the multiverse as show. That is the prediction, but I don't know. Yeah. That's the only way. I mean, I don't know how else they would do it.
I think it'll be good. It's just
it will be, but this is personal. I thought they were gonna do Spider-Man 3 and then the final movie, or like a fourth movie almost, or like a team up maybe, would have the Sinister Six. Because they don't need to be specific to Spider-Man villains. I feel like they could be villains to a whole team up movie. I don't know, but whatever.
Yeah, but they've been establishing Sinister Six since Homecoming.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll see. I mean,
like whatever. Vulture and then Shocker is part of it.
Probably. Scorpion.
Who?
Is Scorpion in it?
Yeah, he's like one of the guys in the prison or whatever.
Is that the one who talks to Vulture?
Yeah.
Oh, that was Scorpion. Oh, yeah, and then who else? I mean, Doc Ock, they've said, and then Electro. And then.
Yeah, it's a lot of people, for sure.
Yeah.
Mysterio. So, excited for that one, of course. It's Spider-Man. It's probably one I'm most excited for.
It's going to be. Yeah. All the Spider-Man movies have been great so far.
Yeah, I can't think of it negatively, even though I'm not the biggest fan of either Toby or Andrew.
Well, Andrew is the best Spider-Man, so.
Cool. I wonder how Toby's going to, like, play his character.
How is he going to?
Going to be, like how he did?
He might be a mentor type of guy. I don't even know. Well, this ties in. Okay, so the shows I'm just going to mix in, but first another movie. So this is Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, directed by Sam Raimi. Just thought I should throw that out there in case people didn't know.
No, it's not going to be good anymore.
It's Mary Jane's a really odd decision because I thought the first Doctor Strange was pretty good. So I don't know why you wouldn't just stick with the same director, same visionary.
I don't know. I feel like Raimi's not that bad of a director. It's just like that's how he wanted the Spider-Man movies to be shown, like cheesy and kind of just like silly. I don't know. And I feel like that he accomplished his goal. But I don't know.
Is he going to throw in Toby?
In that movie?
He's directing it. No, man.
Wanda's
be in that as well, though, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if, like, especially now, because maybe that was, like, a thing in the early 2000s for movies to be like that. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just aged. But I feel like for Doctor Strange, he'll be fine. I mean, Marvel wouldn't hire him.
Yeah. Okay. I know, like he's got it. They've got to have some trust in because they're not stupid, except for Captain Marvel the movie.
Okay.
The only thing, okay, so Endgame and Infinity War obviously had a lot of characters team up, but one thing I am excited for is to see Doctor Strange and Wanda like interact, because I don't think we've seen those characters. So, like,
that would be weird.
To me. Like, what?
And well, he's Doctor Strange got. She was taking care of the water the whole movie.
Yeah. Water. All of the movies led up to Doctor Strange holding water.
Yeah. And then Wanda just destroying reality.
What about Soul? How do you guys feel about that movie tie-in?
I hope that becomes canon. That'd be great.
Moon Knight, starring Oscar Isaac, is Poe in Star Wars. No thoughts on this at all.
Wait, really?
I've never even heard of it till now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've heard of it, but like I didn't know it was Poe.
Yeah, Oscar Isaac is it? It's like apparently they're gonna try to tie in like Egyptian mythology. That's the rumor. That's all I know is those two things. So
I mean, I'm fine with MCU doing like.
People are really excited for it just because he's a cool character. Sounds like
he's no, it's he looks.
MCU's cool. Batman.
He should be like an adventurer. Sorry, like Indiana Jones.
What? Oh hi. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it'll be a solid movie. Probably his character seems cool. I don't know anything about him.
He's in the comics for sure. So She-Hulk is next. Okay, so it shows the episode numbers. Most of these are 6, and then She-Hulk is 10 for some reason. I don't know why. These are all 2022.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think. I don't have that many opinions on the show just because like I don't know them that well, and okay. I know Bruce Banner is supposed to be like he's rumored to be in this.
I know. I heard he's gonna be. Nah, She-Hulk. I heard she's a lawyer as well. Like as well as Matt Murdock. So there's rumors that that's.
Gonna I know happen. She's supposed to be like smart. I didn't know she's a lawyer.
But, I think that's what I heard. So her name,
Cameron. I mean, if Bruce Banner is in it. Like, I don't know. Is he going to be, like, a mentor?
Is it the same actor?
No, why would they change it? All
right. Yeah, so... I can't look at it. I'm stopping this video for now. I just can't handle it. All right. next movie is Thor, Love, and Thunder. I wish I was more excited. I'll start with that.
It's just, like, I never really liked Natalie Portman in the MCU, so I just don't know how.
And now they're making her main. She left, actually, in Ragnarok.
Yeah, I think Padme would be good to do.
she hasn't.
I actually think that movie's gonna be good. It seems like a good movie.
It'll probably be good. I hope they don't just mess up another Thor movie. It's the last thing he needs.
I know they already messed up too much.
Taika is directing it, so that's good.
Yeah. I keep saying this, but I mean, it'll probably be good. Like the MCU has like taken a lot of steps.
I think everything seems a lot less of a risk after we're watching this WandaVision show. Cause before all these announcements, I was like, what the heck? But now I think they started with the weird. So now everything is like a step down.
Yeah. It's just like coming off of like their most recent movies other than Captain Marvel. They're all in like my top 10, I think, like pretty much like Infinity War, Endgame, Homecoming. Are you okay?
Yeah, I turned on his camera.
Not Homecoming, but
no, but yeah, lately everything they have produced has been I can't, I'm sorry,
but like I feel like we're all coming off like a high of just like good MCU content. I feel like everyone wants that to continue, and like that's what we're seeing.
I don't think they should do
that's all right. No, you are right. Like lately, their track, besides Captain Marvel, I don't know if that's personal. I don't know if there's a lot of, like, strong fans.
I saw a thing, I think it was on TikTok. It was like, oh, Captain Marvel's not that bad.
Yeah, that was one of the
like, it is. Like, it's not even about the character. It's like, it's a bad movie.
But everything since probably, what, Ant-Man? Like, and that's not bad. It's been pretty, like, really good.
Pretty solid.
Ant-Man and the Wasp was
They fine. Just got like, over, like, the initial...
Yeah, the weird, like
MCU.
Yeah.
Like phase one feels like so.
It doesn't feel like the MCU.
I mean, it does, but it just feels like
so. It feels all weird.
Yeah, it's
almost old school.
Still like the movie, so.
Yeah, why are you texting the chat?
Like we've had Black Panther, Thor, Ragnarok.
No, Black Panther 2. Are they replacing the actor? I'm serious.
No,
I can't.
They already said this.
No, yeah, they don't. I don't think they're replacing him, but like. Someone is definitely taking the Black Panther mantle, so.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll just move on to Black Panther 2.
Yeah, I don't know what other shows.
It's gonna be interesting to see how they can write him off.
I know. It's a really poor position.
It's a tough situation, but I hope they execute it well.
They clearly recovered quick because they announced right away, like, we're not recasting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone expected them to.
No, I mean, I did not. I don't know. Like, people want Mbaku, people want Shuri. I don't know, man.
You know what else people want?
Captain Marvel?
Killmonger.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
He's a sick villain.
He's cool, but he's dead, so.
He's not alive anymore.
Yeah.
He's
alive, though.
All right. I mean, there's so little to talk about here.
I think Killmonger will take over. That's who I'm rooting for. I honestly wish.
If he's really alive, I just wish they didn't fake his death because it really doesn't add anything to the story except annoying me.
Wait, isn't he already dead?
Yeah, no. I mean, there's
always rumored to be alive.
He's recasted, so he's either in the spirit realm or actually alive.
Michael B. Jackson.
I mean, I can see how he's still alive. It's just like if Black Panther, just like Chadwick Boseman,
he did say they had this
character, just didn't let him die in that moment, and he put him in like the thing Bucky was in. Yeah. Crowd, whatever.
So they have the,
and like I think the beginning of the movie, or at least how they're gonna do it now, is they'll have him like be like, why am I still here or something, and then it's gonna be like him, like it's probably gonna be about his arc, or that's what I'm hoping.
If they weren't gonna do it before, they definitely could now, and it would be because of the circumstances. It will be good. I mean, same director, same cast, it will not be bad. So
yeah,
first one was pretty good too. Next one is Captain Marvel 2.
Let's go! Favorite movie of all time, baby.
I know nothing about this one. I
don't want to know.
What the heck? Are you typing in the chat?
Is he typing?
Yeah, he's been typing the whole time.
Wait, he's just messaging you.
Oh, wait. Dang it. That's so unfortunate. Oh, God.
It's going to be a bad movie. There's no way they can make up for the garbage.
I need to go in optimistic, but it's so hard.
It's just like I don't like the character, so
I
I'm
just
not
don't want
like
it.
The
yeah,
movie.
Like it's I don't, and I almost don't like. I would say, oh, to make it better, add a team up, but like I don't know if I want anyone in her movie. You know, let's not ruin.
It's just, I mean, I have no idea what direction they're taking. If they're gonna go back in the past, or like it's gonna be in the future and current Captain Marvel dealing with cosmic issues, or maybe on Earth. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But it just, I don't like her character, and unless they make some huge character development in
that's
this
not
movie,
possible with Brie Larson.
It's just she hasn't had any yet, so at least they have almost a blank slate, but at the same time they've
I don't know, her character development was a
she chip. Just I haven't heard, besides making money, I haven't heard anyone be like, yes, I want my sequel. Camera, here you type. Nah, and then so television series. Okay, I would say the plot for that, like that would be good, would be Captain Marvel 2.
Oh.
Like I would say tying it in would be Nick Fury and the Skrulls, but they've announced next the TV show Secret Invasion, which has
so much content.
I know, or like there's a lot of shows, same with Star Wars. So Secret Invasion will be good. It's Nick Fury as like the main character pretty much, and Ben Mendelsohn is what's his face? What was the Skrull's name? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
That movie is just so forgettable. But yeah, anyway, I think it'll be good. It'll be interesting. I just hope they don't make everyone a Skrull like they did with Nick Fury and Maria Hill. That was already really strange.
It was really weird. I mean, looking back on that movie, it just feels like they shouldn't. Like they didn't even try to hint at it at all. It was just the weird part. And like, it's not one of those movies where when you're rewatching it and you're like, oh, they're a Skrull. Like it's not like something that makes sense still.
Yeah. And it feels like they didn't know that at the time. It feels like a Palpatine thing. Like, they just didn't know, and then they decided it. Like,
yeah, like, I mean, it was like a random twist. I mean, it doesn't ruin the movie, but I definitely
doesn't
didn't
add anything.
Like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Television. What else is there? Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion, my favorite one, yet probably excited for.
Okay,
there's Ironheart.
He doesn't contribute at all. He's just typing.
Ironheart? I don't know much about that. They announced that.
How do you feel about Ironheart?
Is that even a...
Yeah. Ironheart, I don't know. I think it's supposed to be Tony Stark's daughter, maybe.
Well, okay. I looked it up. In the comics, it's not his daughter, but I mean, it very might be.
Very well maybe.
Maybe, whatever. But it's supposed to be like, I mean, it's kind of just like a kid Tony Stark where like she invents a suit, and it's pretty similar.
Garrett's chat. I'm gonna take a break podcast. I just gotta read everything he's messaged me. I can't even turn my camera on. Don't lie. And then it's not, I can't even read it. It's so weird.
Read it.
No, I'm just
what?
I can't read it. It's so random. It's just
read it.
I can't, I'm like dying, turn his
camera back on.
He can if he wants to.
Oh, he turned it off.
He said read it. I'm dying. All right. chill. I'm just trying to cheat off. I can't. All right, ready? It's not funny. Shut up, Cameron. See my Cameron.
Okay. I don't even know what other shows are.
Turn my camera. Chill. No, okay. We're just gonna continue. I'm dying. I can't even finish. I gotta close the chat. Cameron's just spamming talk. Okay.
Okay.
No! Sorry.
Armor Wars is next.
I forgot about what is that.
I don't know if it's just War Machine or not. I'm very confused.
Oh,
he's supposed to be the lead, I think. I
mean, War Machine should have died.
Yeah, he definitely did.
Nikki, look in the chat. Last one.
No.
All right, I'll just read it all real quick. Chill.
Dang it.
I'll read it.
All right, chill. I'm just Shang-Chi Chong Chong with the hood. Goes down Steven Dragonfield. I would say, make it better at a team up, but it would make it better. She has not had any character development yet, besides making
Why
money.
Can you
jump on the ground and give me 50 Capital One in your wallet? Steven Tong, read it. I'm like dying. Shang-Chi Chong. What is it? What sound does a fork make when it drops? Chong Bong Gong.
Anyway.
Why?
I don't know. I can't focus.
Okay.
This will be our most interesting.
Armor Wars. What is it called?
Armor Wars. Cameron.
Okay, well, I mean, War Machine's fine. I've never really liked him that much because he's just like.
I mean, as far as we know, he's not going to be in any of these. Cameron, dang it. He's not going to be in any of these movies. He doesn't like fit. I can't even.
I mean, with Tony gone, it's like he doesn't feel.
I'm excited for the movie.
He's never really close with anyone.
I can't focus.
Like if right. Bucky and
they can stand alone after
Captain. Yeah, well, no, well, because they have each other now.
And they've also been set up a little bit. War Machine feels.
Yeah.
All right, we got three
Bucky
more left.
And, yeah. Okay.
Let's just get to him because I'm struggling.
What's the next?
He's texting.
Stop! What's the next one?
Turn on the Wasp Quantumania.
Oh, that actually seems good.
From what Danny's told me, I like the two other Ant-Mans. I know people don't like them that much.
Like, I mean, I like them. They're just not the best MCU movie.
Kang is the villain, and Danny told me his powers
are traveling.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Everyone thought he was going to be like a Thanos.
I know.
Clearly, if he's just in an Ant-Man movie, he's just going to be another villain.
And if it's called Quantumania, it's already going to be super weird. We already know.
It sounds like Doctor Strange-ish.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, we already have a multiverse being introduced.
I know.
Like, what else?
In the quantum realm. They're for sure taking risks, but they'll pull it off, I feel like. I don't have much to say on that one, honestly. I like the other
I have
two.
Zero idea.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Ooh!
Okay, I have questions about this one. Yeah. So, I mean, I know it was originally supposed to come out 2022, right?
No,
it's coming out 2022, right?
Yeah. Or 2023, maybe.
I don't know. But it was, like, supposed to come out earlier, but then they fired James Gunn, and now he's rehired. Anyways, so is this set before or after Thor?
Okay, so initially I thought it was before because that's when it got released, but now Thor and Thunder's coming out before. I don't know. I have no clue.
Because, like, well, Thor is supposed to be in that movie, right? I don't know.
I mean, they set it up in the end of the other one.
Is Guardians just going to be in Thor? Is it
gonna be I don't know. It seemed like Thor would be in Guardians, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like. I don't like love their dynamic anyway. I don't know. Like, I don't hate
it. I mean, it was funny for the movie. I don't want
it. It felt like a throwaway like comedy scene, though. I didn't actually expect them to do it. You know, everyone's hyped for Guardians of the Galaxy, which is a joke line, but.
Oh, okay. He's texting me now. Oh no. This doesn't show up on the recording.
Fantastic Four.
Last Wait. One. I want to say something about
Fantastic Four. Yeah.
Guardians.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's supposed to be about Gamora, right? Finding her.
I don't know. They made it seem like that he's gonna be
like hunting. That's what it's gonna. I don't know if I like that plot. I mean, it'll be probably. She's dead. Yeah.
Wait, how is she even alive? Didn't they go back in time and get her, the old one?
They got. I don't know if she got another one, but then. Everyone thinks that she got snapped away, or I mean, I'm pretty sure it's like not confirmed, but it's pretty much
it's likely like accepted as snapped true. Away the entire army from that, yeah. And she's kind of part of that
because like Tony wasn't really like, oh,
except Gamora,
kill everyone except Gamora,
I know
because he doesn't even know who that is. So,
Fantastic Four, they haven't even announced the casting. I'm assuming it's John Krasinski. Everyone, dude, for years, there's no way they don't, yeah.
Because they're going with every other rumor that there's like every other rumor that fans or like thing that fans have wanted in a movie, like they're pretty much doing.
Yeah, I'm not spoiling it, but for Mandalorian, they cast someone that the fans did, and he or her was an actor in person. So it's possible. They did it recently, so I feel like they could.
Are the rumors usually right?
Well, I don't know if they
just rumors might
because of like fans or like.
Like usually, like when people predict, are they usually right?
The popular ones are like the ones that circle around a lot, but sometimes there's some outlandish ones.
Yeah.
Spoiler. I think this is Darcy.
But like Daredevil, Deadpool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Toby and everyone. I mean, it's mostly Spider-Man 3 stuff.
I almost wonder if that's Feige's original plan or if they're just doing.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if.
Because like with Captain America getting that end, everybody predicted that because that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
And like traveling back in time to Peggy. That was the rumor since before video, before even his time
travel. Oh, I thought you were talking about the hammer because I was like, the hammer.
No. Oh, that was definitely.
That was insane.
Yeah. But that was hinted at in Age of Ultron. So.
Yeah.
It was well set up.
They did set that.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's it. Oh, and then there's like the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. I don't even know, man. I hope it's not like
I'm just confused if it's a movie.
It's just a special. Like, it's just like a short movie, probably.
It's coming out after Guardians 3, right?
Looks like, I don't know. It says late 2020.
I mean, I'm fine with it. It's something new. They're trying a lot, and I think I'm okay.
The last two to come out are Iron Man, or Ironheart, and Armor Wars, so I don't know. And then they haven't even announced the new Avengers movie yet. I'm guessing it's coming out after all that. That's so many
projects. They have to set up a lot.
MCU has been, 23 movies? That's like, That's at least like...
23? Really?
Yeah, it's 23.
That's a lot for sure.
I'm excited.
I'm optimistic for sure. Like everything, I am even Captain Marvel too. It's more like they. I don't know. We'll see.
It just gave me a fresh start.
Yeah.
And like at first, I was like, "Dude, this is gonna suck." Like, I don't know if I'm like ready for Phase 4 because it was just like coming off the
other characters,
like the death.
COVID's almost giving us a break. It's like time to
pause. Yeah, I mean,
to move on.
And now we're just starved for MCU content. So
that's why, like, it. I don't know. Like, it's just weird to do the prequels and dead characters right now after they're like announcing all these projects. Like, oh yeah, Phase 4, leave all your characters behind. Oh, also here's Loki, Vision.
Yeah. You know,
it's kind of odd.
For sure.
Leave Tony dead. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
No more. And Cap. Just don't, I don't care if he's old. I don't need more Cap.
Well, because it was just like meaningful. His last scene is with Peggy. And it's like, okay, that's a good way to end his character. Don't bring him back.
Black Widow, the most I would want from a Tony cameo is like a note from him or like a text or like, I don't even want like a video of him. Like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Like, just him like knowing he exists is fine. I don't need to see him again.
Fine. Whatever.
That's personal. I know most people want to see Tony, but...
Well, I don't even know how he's supposed to tie in because they didn't know each other.
Yeah, no. Well, for Black Widow.
Yeah.
For Black Widow, it's between Civil War and.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, Civil War and.
I thought it was way.
When she's hiding, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was like before she joined S.H.I.E.L.D.
Because he's mimicking like Black Panther's powers and stuff. Remember too, and so.
Oh yeah.
Wait, is the villain of Black Widow?
Taskmaster.
Taskmaster. She like mimics powers.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much it. We're going to end this one off by me reading the rest of Cameron's chat. Steven, 2022. Oh, no, it's coming out 2022. Oh, wait, 2020. Wait, before or after Thor? Captain America yields his mighty shield. Those who oppose him must yield. From the top. Captain America yields his mighty shield. Those who oppose him must yield. From the bottom. Those who oppose him must yield. Captain America yields his shield. From the middle.
No more. Cameron, would you like to plug anything?
Klexer on YouTube, and everyone go follow Podcast Time Times, and
you're plugging for us.
See more content, click the chat. I'm going to send a link.
Okay.
Props to you, because you definitely made our most interesting episode, because I couldn't focus
on this. Listen to Cameron. Okay, send me a website. www.nickfury.com. Not .com, but greater than
Nick Fury's greater than com.
Anyways, listen to Cameron, go subscribe to our YouTube channel and Podcast Time Times, and
watch it all the way through.
Instagram, follow TikTok. Our Instagram and TikTok at
TikTok. We're gonna be more active on that. We blew up
at podcast underscore time underscore.
Danny's very controversial.
And we have good clips from our best clips of these podcasts.
I don't want to.
You should do that. Make a video.
Say you guys liked our guests Joey and Danny, but they definitely got the most reception, I'd say. So we're gonna be posting a lot more of those negative views on the TikTok, because that's what gets the clicks.
So check it out.
Why did my camera turn off?
Give this video a like and watch the other videos if you haven't.
Leave down in the comments below.
Tune in for our next video. I'm just gonna end it because I have no idea what's going on.
Okay. And what?
Bye. 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 Bye.